podcast. This is the first time I'm ever recording a podcast, so I hope you'll be patient with me while I discuss my thoughts with you. So my plan for my podcast is to share with you my thoughts, my random thoughts. There are a lot of things that go through my mind, and as nice as it is to discuss it with a friend, sometimes you don't want to share all your thoughts with someone who's sitting face to face with you, someone who knows everything about you, because you have the fear of being judged. So I thought it's nice for me to share my thoughts with you, and I would love it if you ever feel free to comment or share your thoughts about the topics I discuss with you. For today, I've decided to discuss the controversial topic of adultery and cheating. When I was very young, a lot of things for me were black and white. So to me, cheating was wrong. You do not cheat, you leave. If you're unhappy, you leave a marriage. And then I got married and I moved to India. And I became familiar with a different society, a different culture. A culture in which not all, but most of marriages are based on, are basically an alliance of families, of money, of social standings, of names, and not necessarily based on love and passion. So, when I looked at a lot of marriages in India, I realized that they get married because it is the right marriage. It gives them a greater social standing, it increases their wealth, it gives them, you know, new businesses to run. And when you look at some of these marriages, leaving it is not as easy. So in India, although now it's a bit more acceptable to get divorced, it is still looked down at. There are cases that women who are divorced for years, they haven't been able to find a suitable companion. And I've even had friends whose husband passed away when they were very young, but they couldn't get married anymore, whether it was not acceptable in the society, or the guys who were available to get married to these women basically were either much older, different social class, basically not suitable enough. And so when you see these things, in addition to the fact that the marriage was based on other factors than love and passion, it makes you wonder, would you get divorced just because the love and passion is not there, when the base of that marriage was not based on love and passion? So it made me think, and it made me think, and I'm like, so when is cheating wrong? What if you're truly stuck in a marriage that you were forced by your parents, as an example, or your society? So you get married to this woman who is from a good family, has enough money, socially is, you know, equal to you, and you provide everything for this woman. So what is expected in your society and culture? So you give her a beautiful home, fancy jewelry, wonderful social life, even beautiful children, and you even let her have her career. This may sound a bit odd for those of you who are in Western cultures, but you know, in some Eastern cultures, it's still nice when the husband lets you pursue your career. Okay, so this husband gives everything to this woman and even pretends to love her or give her affection, he's kind, everything. And this woman is more focused on her social life, on her children, on her career, and she doesn't give any affection or any love to the husband. The husband talks to her, explains the situation, talks about the basic needs of a husband or a man, that he would like to have sex, if not once a day, at least, you know, a few times a month. And this woman listens to him, but still fails to meet those needs. And for whatever reason, one reason could be because she feels so secure that the husband will not leave her because of the society they live in, because they have children, because divorce is expensive, what would people think, all the drama associated with it. Because of those dramas, the husband will never leave me. So this is the thought that goes through her mind. And because of these thoughts, she still ignores the husband's plea. And she continues her career and her social life. And the husband is miserable on side. And then he meets another woman. A woman who is not there to break his marriage. And I'm not talking about the type of guy who just uses any opportunity to sleep with women, or, you know, goes and sleeps with prostitutes, random girls. I'm talking about a decent guy, who is just miserable in his marriage and he has no way out, but finds a woman who can give him what he needs, finds a woman who can satisfy those needs, and he has no plan of leaving his family. She has no plan of making him leave his family. It's just for them to satisfy a need. And so if you are the wife and this is the situation, would you truly blame your husband for going and being with another woman if being with that woman is actually helping your husband to deal with his frustrations and as a result continue staying in this marriage with you? And if you think you will blame your husband, I mean, I know that any woman would be upset thinking your husband would be with someone else, but if you really blame your husband, would you truly, if he didn't meet some of your needs, would you not go and meet them somewhere else? Or would you tolerate if he didn't meet some of your requirements and needs? So this makes me think that sometimes there is more than one story, and sometimes we need to know the story before blaming someone or accusing them. I feel I've become again more flexible in my thoughts, and I'm realizing that every situation is different and not all people are evil for doing something. But I really would like to know your thoughts, because I feel it's an interesting topic. I feel we always blame the cheater, we always blame the other woman or even the other man. But what if the fault actually lies with the wife or with the husband? So I really would like to hear from you. Also, I would like to hear what other topics you would like me to discuss. Thank you and have a wonderful day.